Hello, this is the Cherry Bomb. Welcome to Conversations with Crossdressers. This is episode 8. I really want to thank anybody who's been listening or downloading this podcast. I really appreciate the support. I want to continue doing this, so I would really love more listeners and more crossdressers to interview. So if you know anybody out there who would like to talk to me, I would love to hear from you. Just follow me on FetLife at CBOMBZ, C-B-O-M-B-Z. Send me a message if you're interested. We could even do a Zoom meet if you don't feel like going out or you just can't get out. I'm totally fine with that. But again, I really appreciate the support, and I am loving this. I would like to try to get episodes out a little bit more quickly, but I do have a full-time job, so that's why they're a little bit slow coming out, because there's, you know, editing and things like that that I have to do. But I am doing my best, and hopefully I can speed it up a little bit and get more interviews as well in the near future. In this episode, I am talking to Jen at Nicole's Nest. Jen is so much fun to talk to. Her and I became quick friends when we met at Rainbow Mountain. I remember standing by the bar, ordering a drink, and she was just there, and we struck up a conversation. Next thing you know, we're outside, and I'm yanking on her strings for her corset to tighten it as much as possible. And we were just laughing and having a great time. And I may or may not have felt up her stockinged legs. I don't know. I was drinking a little bit, so. But anyway, in this conversation, we actually kind of went off the rails a little bit and went off on different topics. I just like to let the conversation flow naturally, so that's kind of what happened here. And Jen and I talked about finding joy in being, as she says it, your authentic self, which I really love that message. And I think it's a message that, you know, a lot of crossdressers might need to hear, or even if you're not a crossdresser. I mean, I really feel like this applies to everyone in their life. You know, if you're not being true to who you are, then I'm not really sure that you're really fulfilling, having a fulfilling and happy life. So that's one of the things that we talked about. I think also that if you are a cross-dresser and you are really hidden in the closet, you know, this kind of message might actually help you take some steps out of that and start coming out in little ways. It doesn't have to be anything major. You don't have to throw the door open and say, I'm here. But it's fine if that's the way you want to do it too. I think what's important, more important, is that you start to feel comfortable in your skin on the inside. And then it will express itself on the outside. People will see it. The other thing we talked about was how this kind of thing is way more accepted now than it ever was before. And even, you know, with the youth of today, like when we were in high school back in the 80s, you know, you couldn't even come out as gay. It was very taboo. So something like this would be way out there. I think people would have been ostracized for this. So I think today it's a lot more accepted. There's even like clubs in, you know, middle schools and high schools for LGBTQ kids where they have a safe space to go and be who they are, be themselves, or just to kind of have a place where they can go to talk to like-minded people and find out and discover why they feel the way they feel inside. So I think that's a really important thing. And it's kind of what I'm sort of trying to do with this podcast. I mean, it's meant to entertain, it's meant to be sexy, but I also really hope that it reaches people that may feel the same way, may feel like they just can't be who they really want to be. And, you know, all of these girls that I've interviewed so far have gone through a lot of the same things, and they're all taking steps. And a lot of them are, you know, in their 40s or 50s now, and now they're really finding who they are. So hopefully that, you know, it won't take this long for more of you, those of you who are younger, to come out and be who you really want to be, whatever that is. So I really hope that you enjoy this conversation as much as I did. And I will see you next time. Happy New Year.
Talking to Jen.
Yes, we are.
For this episode of Conversations with Crossdressers. So, Jen has purple hair, which
yes, I
love. She's got this little kind of goth thing going on right now. And I love the shoes with the padlocks on them.
Yes.
Those are very sexy.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah. No, they look hot.
They feel great.
Yeah.
And, I'm liking looking at my legs. I just like actually got distracted. I'll get back.
Yeah, no,
I love it. You pointed them out, and I'm like, I love them. I really do.
I'm distracted by your legs, so.
You're so sweet. Oh my God! So we're here.
We're here. We're at Nicole's Nest. We're doing these podcasts here today, and I just want to know, you know, what's going on. How did this all start? How old were you? What were you feeling?
Well, how it really started was I ended up at a very young age having it was a sexual attraction. It was at a young age, it was a sexual attraction. I didn't really understand it, but it really had to do with females with stockings, wearing stockings and stuff like that. I just found like for whatever reason, it's like I ended up liking that. I was attracted to it. And so I then started dressing at a young age, like a really young age, like whether it had been my sister's or my mother's, you know, stockings and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it got me, you know, when I was young, it's like there was nothing there. I wasn't like doing anything sexually. That kind of emerged like during, I don't know, my 13s, I'm guessing, somewhere around there, where all of a sudden it was like, I would start wearing again, and it got me sexually excited.
Right.
And so my path since that childhood has really been very much in the closet, stockings, enjoying really females that wear them, and I feel them, you know, it's like that's what I'm attracted to.
Right.
And so, my God, yeah, everyone I dated, probably even from in high, my girlfriend in high school worked for Victoria's Secret.
Nice.
It made sense.
Yeah.
You know? So, and that's like, you know, oh God. That's the 80s. That was like the height of, you know,
yeah.
Like kind of like, you
yeah,
know, the,
yeah.
that it was probably the end of rock, but, you know, but it, but like glam and stuff like that, of like the 80s and that looks and stuff. I mean, I still love thinking back, you know.
Me too. I mean, the 80s were I grew up in that decade.
So. I know. And then it's like, there was something kind of like, I don't know, the fashion thing. I liked it. And
yeah,
now,
I like the fashion too.
And now it's like coming back in a different way.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's, oh, sorry, go on.
No. I was going to say, you should try to come to QXT's with us one night. Because it's like a golf club. And they're so accepting of cross-dressers there. So, like, you could dress and...
Well, that's...
You could dance the night away to, like, 80s alternative music. It's so much fun.
Oh, my God. That does sound like a lot of fun.
It is fun.
Because I guess that's my look. Like, it's like, I was told today, it's like, oh, you're goth. I'm like,
you're
I'm goth?
Now. It's your season.
It's my season. My purple, is it purple? It's like a purple violet-y kind of, like,
yes.
Purple hair.
I think I would like to see, though, what I said before, like the darker color hair with some purple highlights. Like, not complete. I like the complete purple, well, but like I think as an alternative to that. Yeah.
Well, this is really, you know, out of all the things, starting young, mm-hmm. we can do a nice fast forward to recently, which is I never really went out. Like, I had in my 20s, I had a couple of, I actually did a couple of makeovers and things like that, but I really never went out that much or did anything. It was really more until recently where I was just like, I went out and I had a great experience. I was fully dressed and I just felt this overwhelming sense of joy. Like, that's how I felt. And it's kind of led to then to me seeing you, meeting you. Remember that? And it was just kind of like, you know, and you're fun. Like, you have a great, you know, like a great energy vibe, you know, and it's a nice, happy, kind of good feel. And like the conversation we were able to have, I just felt like there was a nice, like, joyous bounce going, but just like in talking and having a nice time.
Yeah, we had a great
time. You were fun. And it was just it made me feel not like alone, because it's really nice when you talk about going to a place. It's like, you look goth and, you know, you can enjoy the music, but it's like you sometimes feel that there's not that many options. Mm-hmm. And there are options,
sure.
But it's really, it's a challenge going, especially when you're like married and you have a family.
Yeah.
That you're gonna like all of a sudden go out. Like, am I gonna go out too close to home? Especially if you overthink everything.
Yeah.
And so if you're a chill person that likes to cross dress, God bless you. I'm just wish I was a little, you know, like, it's my thing's coming from just more like, you know, kind of doing it a couple of times. Not, you know, it's not like every single weekend or just maybe like every month, 2 months or whatever. So I've been going out and it's either professionally done over, but now I'm starting to do it myself. So it's, I gotta raise the bar.
Yeah. It takes time to learn how to do that well, you know, and get it right. Even for, you know, women, it's the same thing. You dressed a little bit in your 20s, but now you're doing it more at this age.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you didn't really go out much. So what I was going to say before was that, like, part of it is also taking chances, like getting yourself out there. Because I think some cross-dressers have that, like, a fear that they're going to be ostracized or attacked or something like that. And they're afraid that they can't go somewhere because they think of what their results are. Like, what's going to happen?
Well, you know, that's... So you go where it's where you feel that it's safe,
right? Of course.
And so generally, where it's safe, where there's more people who are that have the same interest as you.
Okay.
Now, like anything else, when you say I'm going to go to a bar, as let's say a heterosexual, you know, or someone who's not, you know, like changing their outside appearance, whatever, you know, there's a bunch of different types of bars. You can have like a pub, you can have a sports bar, you can have this, and you might not feel you fit in all of them. Well, it's kind of like if you go to a bar where there's cross-dressers or people that dress however they want to dress, you know, that attracts it, drag shows, whatever it ends up being. It's like, well, those are the places where it's like you're just going to be like no one cares. Okay. Now, most people don't care. But if you're if you're concerned, okay, the best thing to do is try to find places that, you know, you can experience it. And there are places. There's places that you can go to get made over that can help you with dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up meeting people that it's nice because you could kind of like, you know, again, not everyone who cross-dresses is the same. It's not everyone had, you know, like, you know, dressing as a male, you know, are the same.
Right.
Everyone has different interests. And the same thing. So you could like meet somebody who, you know, you have nothing, you know, let's say either sexually in common with, or you don't even feel like what they're going for is exciting.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, they're also themselves taking, you know, it's comforting to be able to go to a place that really, you know, you can go as your feminine self.
Right.
And experience a, you know, a non-worry.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if I was dressed and I was going in the shopping mall today, okay, I think that there'd be a lot of people that would look at me because I'm different.
Of course.
But I think I would be safe.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, someone might chuckle at me, but who gives a fuck. I mean, at the end, is this going to be like, you know, who really gives a fuck? It doesn't matter if someone tries. I kind of might laugh at them. I was actually in the mall, okay, and they had this place where you take just images, like glamour shots of yourself. Like they have, like the whole thing is about dressing up. And I was walking by there just the other day, which I never go to the mall, but I happened to be there. And there were people, there was someone who was cross-dressing, looking as glamorous as they could possibly, you know, as they could be. And they absolutely, like, again, not how I like, but they were just, you know, they were fabulous. And they were just like so full of joy.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, you know, finding like your best self, it's like, you know, that's what you really got to go for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
You know, and so
you want to be happy.
You know, and so I am married, okay, mm-hmm. and I'm just saying that. And in that, my wife has no desire whatsoever, you know, to see me. She likes my masculine side. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm still the same person, and I like to do this, but she doesn't want to see, does not want to see me as a, my female form.
Right.
And she asked me if I would want to see her in a male form. And truthfully, the answer is no, I really wouldn't.
Right.
And so I kind of like, we got to a groove where it was like, okay, well, enjoy yourself. Cause you seem happier,
mm-hmm.
you know, you seem happier and it's actually more, I'm feeling more authentic and I like that authentic side of me. It's who I want to be.
Of course.
Because I hope my authenticity is actually the good I believe I am, not, you know, some shithead. You know? Like, so I think I'm going towards a good thing because I really feel, I feel more empathy, like, with regards to things. It's a real interesting transition on, you know, feeling for other people.
Right.
And I don't know if that's really not necessarily have to be a feminine thing. It's just something that
not.
When you go out different and you're going through this and you realize it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing.
Yeah. I don't know if you have any like stories that are dark or bad, those things that have happened while you were dressed. Or not, but I know that some people do.
Made fun of it's interesting. When I was in my 20s, I did, you know, do a makeover, and I went out and I didn't feel comfortable. I went out twice, and I went out with the female once, and I went out with myself. And with the female, no one said it really anything. I was with them. It was just eyes. No one's going to really do anything.
Right.
Which I guess could happen though. It was in New York City. The other time I was like doing something for, like I was excused using the Halloween parade as an excuse. Mm. So I started like walking down a couple of streets and all of a sudden it was like, you know, I definitely, like I felt great walking, but I felt scared. I had a comment, you know, like the laugh and it hit me the wrong way.
Probably at the Halloween parade?
Yeah, it was actually that, going, you know, to the Halloween parade.
Oh, going
but
to.
No one's making fun of me. At the Halloween, I had the best time at the Halloween parade.
Nice.
But I got freaked out a little bit when somebody laughed at me like in the village.
Yeah.
It was in the fucking village.
Like, I know, like, that's crazy.
Like, it was weird, but then I'm like, okay.
They probably weren't New Yorkers.
No, probably not. But, you know, I kind of went back, but during that time, I had...
And how long ago was this? Like, what time period was it?
90s.
Okay. Like, mid-90s?
Yeah, mid-90s. Okay. Early mid-90s. I remember being with a transgender...
Were they transgender or were they a cross-dresser?
Oh, no. They were, like, as feminine... and kind of like, you know, but like great fucking legs, stocking, the whole thing, nice. Whatever it was. And I was like, probably like a piece of meat. I don't know what else to say, but like, I didn't really do anything, but we kind of fooled around and stuff like that. It was great. But
and you were dressed when this happened.
Actually, no, I wasn't.
Oh, you were just...
No.
Okay.
No,
I was a man.
Well, I, you know, I really got an attention, but I was, like, kind of interested in them, and they struck up a conversation with me. It was great. We ended up having, like, I was actually specking up the place out to see if I could go dress there. And I guess whatever happened is I ended up fooling around with them, and it's before I got married, and they were like leaving. They were from California and they kind of left, and I, you know, I never heard from them again, whatever. But it was something that's been in my head, okay, for a really long time. Is actually something that was like actually fun.
Yeah.
The second thing that ended up happening was because of my fetish before, you know, again, like when I was like single, I went to a place and there was a male and female where they were kind of like, he kind of was like interested in sharing his wife, and they were a little bit older. Like, so I was like in my 20s and they were in there, they were probably like in their 30s, 40s, you know, like, but young, like she was great shape. And they just, they had a great loving, this is really weird, they had a great loving relationship, because I ended up having an ongoing relationship with them. Oh. Well, not with them as much, where I really didn't want to do anything with him, whatever, right, like that. It was right, all about right. His wife. One. But they were always connected. Like, yeah. Like I was there, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
Like things like kind of didn't really faze me because I was happy with what it was. But I remember saying to them, it's like, I want to go dressed. And she did at one point, okay, kind of like, but it was not like, she just made me like my male self and kind of like put some makeup on, whatever it was. Okay. It was like not being fully transformed.
Right.
So I didn't really have that experience, but I look back, those experiences I look back with, like, you know, just like a happy smile.
Sure.
You know, like yeah. It was like a fun time in my life.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really like, I've always been attracted for the female form. It mm-hmm. was trying to feel that power, that strength, that sexuality. So I'm always going to default, I think, to mm-hmm. to a sexy woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
But who knows? Who the fuck knows? I mean, Jesus.
I honestly believe that sexuality is, like, fluid for everybody. Like, I think that anybody, you know, no matter how, like, straight they are, could probably do something that would be considered different, like, not completely straight. You know what I mean? Like, heteroflexible in a way. But just, like, I think that if people just open their mind a little bit, because some people are really closed-minded about it.
Well, It's understandable.
I just think that sexuality does evolve a lot.
But think about the times we grew up, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's like how we grew up, I mean, I feel like our whether it was our parents exactly, but our parents' generation, okay, was a lot more liberal or open or whatever you want to say than their parents' generation. Mm-hmm. There has been progress from, you sure. know, the 20s to, you know, the like 100 years has been tremendous right. progress. And socially and this, and we're not there. Right. What's interesting is that the generations, though, okay, have been getting more open and a little bit more fluid with regards to their acceptance. And right, so like right. for you know younger people that want to find their authentic self,
right.
it's definitely easier, okay, than what I would say the Crusaders had it, okay, who felt a certain way and were able to just in the most, you think how scary it must have been, right. you know, while we were growing up, or even their parents' generation, to actually say, this is how I identify myself and I want to be authentic.
Right.
We were raised with blue blankets if you were a guy, or pink blankets if you were a girl.
Right.
And there are these drop down boxes as to what people thought were like okay or had to be. And like, you know, I at one point, you know, when I was really young, my father actually kind of busted me seeing. I was putting on something of my sister's, you know, mm-hmm. tight, something like that. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, he's like, don't do that. I'm like, okay. But I felt like I violated everything I was supposed to be. Like, I knew, okay, that there was something wrong about what happened. It was never brought up again. It was never questioned or like, you know, why did you do that? How did you feel that? It was completely ignored.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so that was typical. Today, You know, like if something, one of my, you know, children felt like they were wearing something at a young age or whatever, I might have a conversation like, you know, if you want to talk about it, it's okay.
Right,
you're this,
right.
That. Like we're a little bit more open.
Yeah.
And it really, it's such a weird time today because I think that the greatest, like, we're in such a great potential time where the being okay with people's identity and who they are that our children have, their children are going to have it better.
Mm.
And they're going to want more people, okay, to have a, you know, I think globally, you know, there's going to be, there's going to be that continual growth for people to have, like, you know, better lives. Like things should be unacceptable. Like they, like things should be like our generation, like the kids' generation, like, you know, I'm not getting political, trust me, but like if George Floyd didn't happen, okay, nobody would have been marching for Black Lives Matter. Nobody. Nobody would have. People marched for Black Lives Matter because they saw it happen with George Floyd,
mm-hmm.
and they were outraged. It was interesting from like my generation looking at the youngers. You know, we were always kind of like, you know, we got to get this thing fixed. It's going to happen. This is what we're going to do. We're going to vote for this, or we're going to do this, whatever the hell it ended up being. And they're kind of like, no fucking way. Like we're marching because what it, because anything like that happening is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not talking politics. I know the party's politics, you know,
right,
the,
right.
And things are political. But you know, when you start thinking about like the potential,
you're saying generationally, this is
like
how
the potential
will
of how we can actually
change.
About the mm-hmm. the world doesn't have to be the Matrix, and it doesn't have to be the Terminator. It doesn't have to be machines taking over. It could actually blossom to a really wonderful place.
Sure.
I hope you do. You edit, because who's
I definitely
gonna,
edit.
Because who's gonna want to listen to all of me? My
well, honestly,
God.
Honestly, this is the this is probably the most unique, you know, conversation that I've had.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, I want them to be different. I don't.
They
I mean,
should be.
I don't want everybody to be exactly the same. So, and well, honestly, every story's been different so far. I mean, there's been like similarities as far as, you know, most of them started, you know, at a young age. Actually, Mia didn't, though. Mia's only been dressing for like the past 7 years. So,
yeah,
you know, there's definitely variations.
But, you know, like that's the thing that's a little bit peculiar. It's like, peculiar is that, like, you know, the one thing that's kind of strange, you know, like when we were growing up, you were either like, you know, you're homosexual, heterosexual, or bisexual, and now you have all these different, you know,
like
ways in which how you develop,
yeah.
you know, how you, you know, view yourself and how you what you're attracted
right,
to.
Right, right.
And the bottom line is that that's pretty accurate. Like, so when I started going out, like in like I mentioned, like when I was in my 20s, I would go to a couple of places just to see it and like wonder if I'm gonna go out and do it.
Mm.
And I really, I mean, God, I mean, I'm saying under one handful of time, my whole 20s.
Right.
Did I go out? I went out probably 20 times, maybe 15 times as a male. Like
mm-hmm.
if I was on a business trip and I was in like Chicago or Boston or whatever, I'd like peek in, you know, and because I was always interested. And,
right.
But, you know, the thing that about that I what I learned about was that not everyone, because of what I'm interested in, what I like, likes the same things.
Yeah.
And like, you know, for me, I want to be like a, you know, like it's called gothy, like a gothic, like slutty looking powerhouse of a, you know, like whore, but not easy. Like
right.
I'm like strong
yeah.
as shit,
sure.
you know, like, you know, you can't
that.
Fuck with me. like that kind of thing. Like that's,
yeah.
that to me is like, you know, really exciting. And then there's a person who's like, you know, I want to be like a, like, I don't want to say frumpy maid. It's not fair, but like, you
right.
know, you think of a French maid, think of the opposite. Okay.
Right.
and they just want to kind of like clean a house and
yeah.
like, you know, in like knee highs, like, you know, granny knee highs and like, you know, like orthotics, you know,
I'm picturing
like,
that maid in Family Guy.
Yeah, yeah. And you're just like, what the, and but the thing is like, you know what, fucking, you know, all, you know, like it was so weird for me as when I was like, look at the, like wait a second, you want to dress but you don't want to dress like sexy,
yeah.
you don't want to wear like high heels, you don't want to, I mean, God, when I just shave my legs and I put on a pair of stockings and I feel fucking great. And now if I could actually pull it off, like I'm not happy with how I'm pulling it off
right.
tonight, but no one's complaining. Everyone says you're looking great. And
we have a small little group here, and we're all very accepting. Well, that's the whole thing.
Everyone's been so wonderful, and just thinking about it was like I'm actually thinking that I was more self-conscious than I really needed to because I was feeling like I feel like I was really happy in my happy in my conversation.
That reminds me of when I went to the Fetish Factory party in Florida with Roxy. This was an awesome party, and it was like a hotel. They used the whole pool area for this party. And you couldn't wear street clothes. You had to wear like fetish wear.
Right.
It was awesome. And there was like, there were so many people there, and there was like super hot people just like all dressed in these crazy outfits. And I felt like I was actually overdressed. So I was like, oh man, I could have just wore pasties and like a fishnet suit and I would have been fine.
Oh my God.
And I was like, but I wore like a tiny leather dress. I mean, I still wore something like racy and sexy.
That sounds just fantastic to me.
This picture
but it feels great. I mean, this is like, here, you're interviewing me. I'm going to interview you. Just one quick question.
Anything.
It's nothing. I wouldn't do anything like in a crazy way.
Ask me anything you want.
But like, how is it, okay, like as a woman, like I feel like when you're a woman and you're like, you're this feminine, powerful, sexual being. When you dress like that, is it like, is what I'm thinking how great it feels? Does it feel pretty good? Does it feel good?
Yeah.
Does it get you kind of like, does it get you at a point where it's like, it's like I'm not walking around like a human sundial, okay? But I do feel like when I'm, like I feel a little charged,
Does
it feel good?
Yeah, it feels good. Absolutely feels good. I loved it.
Because for me, it's almost like a little bit of like a, it's not a foreplay. It's just like you're getting yourself in a thing where it's just,
the longer you're dressed like it, the
more you get that energy feel, and it's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's my question.
I threw
it back on you.
And I'm a bit of an exhibitionist anyway, so I like being looked at. I like showing off, so... That's what makes me, I enjoy that and it turns me on. So,
I'm a friend but a fan. I will say that. I'm a fan. I mean, what the hell? It's like, geez.
Thank you.
But that's a good thing. This is a very interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm on a podcast.
This is fun. I like talking to you.
I like talking to you too.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to know?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot of the questions that I would normally ask.
No, I wouldn't be the longest
one. Mia was actually really long. But, I had to cut a lot out of that one because it was too long.
Yeah, well, this might be the shortest. Depending on how...
No, it's not. It's not the shortest. Roxy's was pretty short. So it's okay. Like I don't care. I try to keep them within a certain amount of time. So because people's interests, people only have certain like lengths for their attention span sometimes. So you want to just try not to keep it too long. Well,
in finding it, that's the thing that's different is that maybe actually there's a, like with the tags and things like that, it's almost would be interesting to kind of like classify the find a way to take the type of, person that dresses in the style that they do and get it where someone could almost search like, okay, so you're interested in this. Okay.
Right.
Because if I'm helpful to anybody that's out there, I will tell you this right now that if you're scared, it's understandable. Okay. If you said you weren't, it might be, a lie to yourself. You might as well be honest and say, okay, this is tough. But if you have it inside of you to actually go out and be your authentic self. Now, if you feel better about doing that, you don't have to necessarily put anything in your life, now that I'm doing this, I'm giving up on those other things. The one thing that I can help I think mm-hmm. I'm going to hopefully help someone that I do. This is one thing I hope you keep on, is that so like when I did this, one thing that we didn't talk about was how my wife reacted to it, because I did not go out the first time and tell her. When I did this most recently in this year, I actually lied to her. I told her I was doing something else. I had a makeover, and I went out to a place and had an unbelievable experience where I felt this joyous, I felt like I was able to step out of myself and kind of the things that were just a little bit tough, like between COVID and shit that's been going on, it was just been like really hard. We live in a tense area, you know, and it's like all of a sudden I dressed and went out. And it was almost like a reminder that I could actually be somebody else. Like I could find the joy and all that kind of stuff. Like it was big for me. It was game changing. And so I actually was talking to my wife on the way home. Okay. And again, this was just going out. I met a few people. There was nothing, you know, sexual. There was something sexually charged, but nothing sexual at all. But it was more about actually talking to other people and being able to be open and speak like I would never do as my male self. And I felt different. And on the way home, my wife heard it in my voice that something was different in me. And the difference was actually like a joy that she was able to like that, you know, if we talk about that, you know, that energy, whatever, it was just different. She yeah. sees me, I talk to her, I tell her. And I told her I went out and she wasn't happy with it. And
she already knew though that you cross-dressed at this point.
Not really fully. Like she has a great, she's a very sexual, attractive woman. Mm-hmm. Okay. And well, she's a sexually attractive woman. And so I always got off on her, you know, right. like dressing a certain way. And she was always like, you know, like for a long time, it was good. What happened in the last couple of years was that actually stopped. Mm-hmm. Like our physical relationship kind of got really challenged. And in that, it was difficult for me. Okay, right. Because I'm like, you know, what's wrong with me? I'm feeling worse about myself. Mm. And I really didn't want to feel that way, but I felt like I didn't feel attractive. And it's you know, you don't put the right kind of vibe out when you feel that way.
Sure.
And so, you know, well, it's a toughie, but I, you know, the truth of the matter is I felt very good. I felt like I felt authentic and strong. She felt it and she's like, okay, well here are the rules that we're going to kind of go by.
Right.
I want you to be happy, but like if you turn out to be like, she's like, listen, if you're, you know, we talked earlier about like if she was dressed as a guy or I'm just as a girl, what right. she likes, doesn't like, we went through all that, but part of it was like also if, you know, if you're going to be with somebody else, it's like kind of like I, you know, like that's just like not good with me.
Right.
Like you just got to tell me first.
Yes.
And so that's the agreement that we have. And she knows I'm here,
mm-hmm.
and it's a beautiful thing. She's yeah. really the support. I was probably more scared of telling my wife than anybody else in the world.
Of course.
And that's the person that you should be confiding to, because sure. you're living with them. And it's like, why do you, it's like, would I want my wife to be not authentic? Like I was living not authentic with her. And like when we stopped having the degree of sex we were having, because this is a sexual thing too. I mean,
sure, of course.
When we were not having it, I started then, since I wasn't enjoying the lingerie and the hosiery and everything like that on her, I started going into like Pornville, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it's like, you know, you start watching, you know, porn, and then yeah. all of a sudden your interests start really expanding.
Right.
That's what did it.
Yeah.
So to the wives out there, okay, it's like, you know, kind of like if your husband has a, you know, a stocking fetish, like just, you know, feed it.
Yeah. And that's not always easy for women, I guess, because, you know, if your interests are different sexually, I have this issue too, where like I like to be dominated by a man,
right?
But it has to feel natural. Like I don't like when it's a put on, like somebody's acting dominant. Like I need it to be completely like
You know what? It's
if you listen to episode 6,
yeah,
you'll understand.
I understand. No, can I tell you something? I understand it because it's a part of things that, when I look about it from like the dot, like, again, I like a strong woman.
Yeah.
You know, I'm dressed a certain way, but it's more about how I'm feeling.
Right.
Than saying like, oh, because I'm dressed this way, that's who I am. Like, no, I am that person.
Right. And
it's like, to have a connection, like, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
definitely.
It ain't easy.
It's not.
You know, it's not easy.
It's not. You know, there's a lot of nuances in life. But, nothing's black and white.
But I'm a nicer person since then.
Yeah.
I'm a nicer person. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, it doesn't mean I don't get pissed off. It doesn't mean I can't be
a
little bit cranky here and there, but I overall.
You mean you feel like you're more empathetic?
I feel like I'm more empathetic. I feel like I'm a little bit more open. Mm. I mean, if I went to a bar as my male self, I'd probably feel more uncomfortable about like how I actually have to position myself, look, talk, you know, if I'm having a conversation, or even like, who's just like a, like any guy to me that's going to a bar and all this, and it's like, hey, you went over there and you over there and having all
the, yeah,
it's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's not like that's me, but when I go to when I'm dressed as Jen and I'm going out, I feel like I don't have to really do anything. I'm just being myself.
Mm, that's a cool feel. Yeah, I like that.
All right.
No. This was awesome. I'm so happy that you came here. I totally am.
Oh my God. I'm going to kill you in the editing department.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.